Resorts World Catskills, where luxury and excitement are so close by. Catch all the sports action and so much more at Resorts World Catskills. Dial *RWCAT to learn more.
You're listening to the Dave Rothenberg Show podcast on ESPNNewYork.com.
What will the Yankees do in October is great in July, parts of August, but we made it. Football is here. And I woke up this morning, I was like, oh my God, it's here. And even watching that game the other night, which hardly was great, but just to know that it's back, and just to know tomorrow at 1 o'clock you're going to have games strewn all over the place, and the 4 o'clock games, and the 8:30 game, and the doubleheader on Monday. Like, I don't know if you feel like this, but for me, and this is almost pathetic, but I'm going to be honest with you. When football's around, I'm just a happier person. I enjoy life more when football is here. When I can come home and throw on college football later today, just for half an hour, just for 45 minutes, it puts me in a good mood. When I wake up in the morning, I will be on such a high, I can't tell you. And we finally made it. The NFL season, so all the Colin Kaepernick, all the kneeling, all the I love Nike, all the I hate Nike, all the anthem issues, all the president's involvement, at least for me, and I think a lot of people, that goes out the window. Those are great talking points. I'm interested in them. Everyone has their opinion, right or wrong. There is none. But that goes away now. Because now we start to sit here and actually analyze the games and think about, can the Giants' offensive line give Eli enough time? They have the weapons. There's a ton to do, and we're going to do all of it today. 800-919-3776. So obviously we have to get into, now, was it a must-win last night? No. Did the Yankees need to win that game last night? Yes, and they did. And why did they? Because, and let's be honest now, I think we were, it's got to be Severino, it's got to be Severino, it's got to be Severino to, well, Happ has pitched pretty well. Well, Tanaka gives you an outing like that last night in a big spot. I think we now have to start thinking about what happens if it's not going to be Severino. And maybe it's not going to be Severino. And why? Because Severino has been awful. He gave you awful start after awful start. Then he gave you two or three starts where you looked at him and you said, oh, you know what? Okay, he's not great, but he's at least on the way back. And then he was hideous in a huge start the other night in Oakland. Now, Gary Sanchez did him no favors, but he was hideous. So we start with the Yankees at 800-919-3776. We are going to go around the NFL. We are going to do a frenzy. We are going to do Stump Rothenberg. And guys, today, and this is really cool. So with all the gambling legalities and it's legal in Jersey, I mean, you can go to the Giants game tomorrow. Get there a little early. Go into the sports book at the Meadowlands. Bet on the Giants on the money line and win a lot of money if they win. Right? So with the addition of all the legalization of gambling, we're going to kind of change the format of the show in the 11 o'clock hour. What we're going to do in the 11 o'clock hour for the foreseeable future, at least for probably football season, is at 11 o'clock, and he is, and I'm not saying this because I'm telling you, I have spoken with handicappers or betting experts or guys that are in the know that give you all the stats here and there who have been awful. I have spoken to them and on the air, and you want to shoot yourself when this segment is done. But we are going to have RJ Bell for my money, the best handicapper, lines analyst, information giver, as far as that's concerned, in the business. So what's great about him is you might not even gamble at all. And you hear RJ Bell, and it's not even gamble. Like, he's giving you these great stats. He gave a stat yesterday when he was on with us. He joins us at noon every Friday at Humpty Canty Rothenberg on 98.7 ESPN, which of course you can catch 10 to 1. Not can. You should. Foolish if you're not. 10 to 1 Monday through Friday on 98.7. So he joins us right at the noon hour, and he's given us these stats of how Aaron Rodgers has his yards per attempt has dwindled to the point where it's not nearly what it was. Now you take it for a grain of salt, but it's a huge stat. You know, if you're someone that believes in the analytics of football, that stat is huge. So even if you're not interested in the Giants plus three, there are a lot of things you'll get from it. So RJ is going to join us at 11 o'clock every Saturday morning all the way till noon, and we'll take your calls. So, yeah, listen, if you say, I love Northwestern minus whatever today against Duke, is that a nice way to go? You can do that, but we're going to try to keep it as free-flowing and quick-moving as we can in a lot of NFL. So that's going to be great, which means, though, long story longer, the way I'm doing it is we have to adjust. So we're going to do the – and I haven't even talked about it with Brian and Michelle yet. We got to do the Frenzy and Stump Rothenberg before 11 o'clock. We don't want to do them back-to-back, right? So I'm thinking, guys, that we do maybe a Frenzy at the top of the 10 o'clock hour and then Stump Rothenberg at 10:30, and we just make that a staple. So everyone knows on your Saturday when you're taking the kids to the games or going to the grocery store or doing your errands, 10 o'clock, right off the bat, Frenzy, 10:30, Stump Rothenberg, 12 o'clock, 11 o'clock, I'm sorry, RJ Bell, all the way till noon. Now, Brian, we have not discussed this yet, but that's what I'm proposing as the producer of the show. Are you comfortable moving in that direction?
I'm comfortable, Dave.
Well, you sound very feminine, Brian, and we appreciate your feedback. And that was Michelle, of course. All right, so we'll get to the NFL. We'll get to the Giants. Not a lot of Jets today because obviously Monday is going to be big Jets day, but we'll sprinkle in the Jets a little bit. Aaron Nola gets another win last night against the Mets, and they hit him a little bit, but certainly didn't do a lot of damage. But our jumping-off point, we'll get to the NFL, I promise. We'll go around the league, all that great stuff, at 800-919-3776. Let's start with the Yankees. And again, I think the Yankees, it's not definitive. They're not catching Boston, that we know. They're going to be a wild card, that we know. The only thing, realistically, that's up for debate and up for grabs as it pertains to the Yankees right now is, do they host the wild card game or do they go on the road for the wild card game? So let's be fair, right? We don't have you want to see them play better. You want to see Severino pitch better. You want to see Judge get healthy. DD, all these things, absolutely. But when you look at the Yankees right now, there's not a ton to play for other than you need to see them play better and you want to stay ahead of Oakland. Now, you're 3.5 games up. You've got 3 weeks after the games tomorrow left of the season. I'm not saying they can't fall behind Oakland because I guess it's a possibility. I don't expect that to happen. So really what you have now is 3 weeks with two things that are the priority. We need to play better baseball. We need to clean up our act as we move forward. And we need to stay ahead of the Oakland A's. That's it. This thought that we're going to catch Boston, stop it. That ship has sailed a long time ago. Done, even when it got to 6.5, very unrealistic. The thought of, well, Seattle could possibly throw it away. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. All right? It's done. Will not happen. So where we are with the Yankees right now is, can they stay ahead of Oakland and you got to play better baseball? And then you have the little issues that you question. What am I doing at my starting catcher spot in a one-game wild card? I can't throw a guy out there like Gary Sanchez who's going to be like that. That was the other night might have been the worst single inning of catching I have ever seen in my life. He was awful. I mean, Little League baseball would have shaken their head and say, Gary, I mean, come on, you got to squeeze the ball when it comes to you. So I don't know what the issue is there. I don't know whether it's a lack of focus. I don't know whether it's lazy. I don't know whether he's just not a very good defensive catcher. But whatever the case may be, that has to be fixed. Severino has to be fixed. But what we've seen now, and now I think it's realistically up for debate. Because it's not 7 weeks, Severino will be fine. Severino's not fine. I don't know if he's hurt. I don't know if he's got a dead arm. I don't know if the innings have caught up to him. I don't know if this is somewhat mental. I don't know if it's pitching to Sanchez. Severino is not right. And now I think you start to entertain at least the idea of, do we not start him in that wild card game? And if you're not going to start him in that wild card game, then you have two choices. You have Hap and you have Tanaka. Now, I know it sounds sacrilege. How do you not start your best pitcher? Because you know what? Truthfully, he's not your best pitcher. Your best pitcher, by no means right now, is Luis Severino. He's not. Your best pitcher right now is probably Masahiro Tanaka, who was sensational last night. 8 innings, shutout ball, 4-0, couple of big hits, Gleyber Torres, Andrew McCutchen, and away you go. And here's the Yankees skipper on Tanaka's tremendous start last night.
Sort of, I feel like, for the last couple of months, you know, he's had a couple of hiccups here and there, but for the most part, he's really started to lock it in. Again, the split finger right from the get-go was a factor. The slider was good. I thought he did a good job of mixing in his fastball again. He elevated it at times. You know, we even saw him be able to reach back when he needed a little extra velocity. You know, the one time he got into a little bit of a jam, made some big pitches. He was in complete command out there tonight.
He was sensational. And if you're a Yankees fan, I think right now you do have a lot of confidence in Tanaka. You do have confidence in J-Hap. You don't have a lot in Severino. And you don't have a lot in, I guess CeCe's in that middle ground, but he's not going to start the wild card game. And your fifth starter, which is irrelevant for the postseason, be it Lance Lynn, be it Los Saiga, be it Sonny Gray, God forbid, you don't like either. So you got two guys that you trust right now, and we'll see what happens as we come down the home stretch. But that's where we are with the Yankees. It's a good win last night. It's a needed win last night. Your big-time pitcher was sensational last night, and you got 3 weeks left of the regular season. So 800-919-3776. We're going to start with the Yankees. We'll take your calls on the Yanks. We'll break them down a little bit, and then we're going to switch quickly around the NFL. We got to analyze these games. We got to get into the Giants and the Jaguars. Want to take your calls. We're going to do a frenzy at the top of the 10. 10:30 with Noon Stump Rothenberg. 11 o'clock, RJ Bell breaks it all down. So, I mean, this really is a huge, huge sports day and a sports weekend. Because think about what we have. We have college football. And again, today's not a great college football day, but the good college football games, we pretty much have on ESPN. Noon on ESPN, you got Mississippi State and Kansas State. Then you go U.S. Open Women's Final, which is going to be great if Serena can win her 24th. Clemson, Texas A&M in Texas, probably the biggest game there is today on the docket at 7. And then 10:45, you got Michigan State and Arizona State, our old friend Herm Edwards leading the Sun Devils. So there's a lot going on. We'll get to as much as humanly possible. 800-919-3776. Our jumping off point is the Yankees, but we're going to go all over the place, fast and furious, all day. It's Rothenberg with you, back on Saturday morning, 98.7 ESPN.
You're listening to the Dave Rothenberg Show podcast on ESPNNewYork.com.
I mean, if you love football, and I think almost all of us do, just the thought of, and I know this is like childish, but it's back. I mean, we made it through the doldrums of you know, July and, you know, breaking down the home run derby and Bryce Harper. Like, I mean, I don't care about that stuff. I don't. You know, I mean, it's fine the day after it happens, but this is what we care about. Even when the home run derby's going on, I didn't watch the home run derby. That doesn't interest me. Football interests me. I mean, I love baseball. I love watching regular season baseball. But I'm not going to, you know, it's sometimes the minutia of some of the stuff. Forget about that. We are here. We made it to football. So give yourself a round of applause. Brian, Michelle, congratulations to all of us. We made it to another football season. But we start with the Yankees, who, big game last night, excuse me, excellent starting pitching for Masahiro Tanaka. And now you got to get Judge back. And I don't know if you're ever going to see Aaron Judge at 100% for the rest of the season. I think that's probably, if you're a Yankees fan, what you have to think about moving forward, is that he's your best player offensively, and I think we have come to realize that, especially in the time that he's been out. And to be fair about the whole thing, broken wrist, they made this nonsensical claim that he's going to come back in 3 weeks. Now we're upwards of 6-7 weeks. I guess he's getting close now. I think you're deluding yourself if you think for the rest of the season, maybe I'm wrong and maybe it'll be a pleasant surprise, but I think you're deluding yourself if you look at the rest of the regular season into the postseason and say, we're going to get the Aaron Judge that we've seen for the first year and a half plus. I think you'll probably see a little bit of a lesser player because he hasn't played and his wrist can't be 100%. And think of the importance of a wrist when it comes to batting. So a lot going on with the Yankees. It's more the minutia now, because as far as the big picture, there's only one thing. Are you going to be home or away against Oakland? That's it. Then it's the minutia. Now, it's not really minutia, but it's the non, you know, playoff picture stuff. It's Severino. Does he get back to right? If he's not, I mean, here's a question for you. 800-919-3776. You get, and it was what, 3 weeks left. So I guess you'll get three or four more starts from Luis Severino. If he goes out there and gives you five innings, four runs, six hits, two walks, and is just not great. And Tanaka and Happ continue to pitch well down the stretch. What do? You get to that Wednesday, you go with your best pitcher, you go with your guy that had been your best pitcher. I don't know what the answer is, but I think for me, I'm probably going Tanaka right now. If tomorrow was the last day of the regular season and Wednesday was the playoff game, I think I'm going Tanaka because I trust him the most. He's been in the biggest moments, bigger than Jay Happ. And again, Happ's a nice pitcher and I like him, but Tanaka's where I would go. Because you know what Tanaka kind of reminds me of? He kind of reminds me of, and he's not as good in the big moment, but he kind of reminds me of El Duque in that the regular season, you know, yeah, if he wins, that's great. You're not going to get 100% of his best stuff every single time. He's probably not going to throw everything to fear of injuring the elbow. But when you get to October and the games genuinely count, you're going to get your best pitcher. And that's exactly what El Duque was. And if you remember that sensational 108 win or whatever they were, 118 win, I don't even remember it. I try to block it out. Win team when they were setting records in 1998. The only time that you looked in the postseason, what were they, 115, 118? I can't even remember. The only time in the postseason that you said to yourself, uh-oh, was down 2-1 to the Indians. And who took the mound? And who was brilliant in that game. And if you remember, down 2-1 to the Indians was the last game the Yankees lost in the postseason. They won the next three, and then they swept the World Series. 800-919-3776. Jimmy Rockland, start us off on a Saturday morning. You, my friend, are on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, Dave. 114-48. That was the record in 98, and then they...
So what was it? It was 125 when it was all in?
Yes, when they had the 11 postseason wins. Yes, you are 100% correct. In regards to the Yankees, Dave, I could not agree with you more. They got to somehow figure out, I know we got 3 weeks left to get this pitching staff back in order. And Dave, I don't want to have to fly to California all the way across the country. Time zones, that place is a hard place to play at. Didn't have to fly all the way back.
It's a miserable ballpark, too, Jimmy.
I've been there for Jet games, Dave. That place should be used as a prison.
First of all, the foul territory is insane. The whole thing is you don't want that. Now, I don't think you're going to get that. You're 3.5 games up with 3 weeks to play, so you'd really have to really crumble down the stretch. But I guess there is a possibility. But you're right. That's the only thing the Yankees have to really focus on as far as playoff seedings or standings or anything like that is concerned. The only thing.
And, Dave, I said to Brian, and I know it fires you up, it fires me up, can we get that football music on sometime this morning?
It's a great request, Jimmy, and I appreciate it, and we will do it, and I promise you. And thank you, and enjoy the weekend. 800-919-3776. Brian, you know, I mean, I called on you before, and you sounded awful like Michelle. I think it's time for you to step up your game.
Uh-huh.
I think we should get some football music going this morning.
That sounds good to me.
All right. Like NFL film stuff. I mean, the Sable, the good stuff.
The good stuff.
Break out. Like if we were at a wedding and I walked up to the bar and I said, give me some Johnny Walker. I want the blue. All right. I want you to break out the blue for today's show. So I want the good stuff. The stuff that goes down smooth. 800.
A lot of pressure on Mish.
Listen, I don't care who the pressure's on. I expect big stuff from both of you. I hold you in a very high standing, and I think you'll come through. 800-919-3776. So, again, setting the table for where we are today. 10 o'clock this morning, we're going to do a frenzy. 10:30, Stump Rothenberg. You say, wait a minute, Dave, why are we adjusting things? Because at 11 o'clock, RJ Bell from pregame.com is going to join us. Not for the 11 o'clock segment. For the hour, we'll break it all down. So Yankees, terrific win. Tanaka, great. Stay ahead of Oakland. Giants, and that's where we're going to turn in just a moment. This is a huge game for the Giants, guys. A huge game. Bigger than, listen, you haven't seen your team play in 7 months. They were 3-13 last year. They underwent as much change as any team in the NFL. New coach, new GM. They waived half their team. Very questionable, not for what he's going to be, but the philosophy of it. Very questionable pick at number two. Expecting to have a big year. You look at the first seven games and how incredibly daunting they are. This is a huge game for the Giants. And we don't know how fragile they are either. I mean, let's be honest. Giants come out, get kicked in the teeth. Could that ruin their confidence moving forward? It could. You can't have that. And then you say, well, if you play really well, I mean, let's just say for argument's sake, the Giants play really well and they lose 24-21, last second long field goal by the Jaguars. Dave, do you feel good moving forward? No, and I'll tell you why. If next week was Arizona at home, I'd say, okay, you played well against Jacksonville. You showed you can compete with a team that a lot of people think has a real chance to go to the Super Bowl, and you move forward, and now you have three of the next four very winnable games, and we're fine. That's not the case, guys. It's just the opposite. Look at this schedule. At Dallas, who I think will be good this year, and even when they're not good, that's a really tough place to play when you're the Giants. At Houston, who I think will be good this year, who has a really, really good defense and an offense which has the potential to be electric, and you're there. Then you're home to the Saints, who I yesterday picked on our show to win the Super Bowl. And everyone has going to the postseason. Atlanta, Philly, Carolina. This is a really tough seven-game stretch. Tomorrow's game for the Giants. And this is not hyperbole. And this is not living in the moment, Rothenberg. This is important, a first game for the Giants that I can ever remember. Because it was always, oh, next week you'll be fine if you lose. You're fragile potentially. Just emotionally and confidence-wise and mentally after last year's debacle. And the schedule is brutal. So tomorrow's game means a ton. And we start to break it down, and we'll do that next, and we'll take your calls on the New York Football Giants. We'll go around the NFL as well. 800-919-3776. Rothenberg with you. Football weekend number one, 98.7 ESPN.
You're listening to the Dave Rothenberg Show podcast on ESPNNewYork.com.
You could have that death in the family, be on the way to the funeral, be sobbing from the eyes, hear this music. Suddenly it's not so bad. Put it up, Michelle. Suddenly it's not so bad. Suddenly it's pretty good. Suddenly it's pretty great. Speaking of great, listen to this now. Every Thursday in the noon hour of DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg, which I hear is a sensational show, and the 5 p.m. hour of the Michael Kay Show, which we already know is a sensational show, you're going to get a chance to pick a Giant or a Jet that you think are going to score the first touchdown for their team that week. You said, that's nice. I could do that. I'd take Barkley. I'd take Crowell. I'd take... Now, score it, so not like throw it in. Like, I'll take Beckham, Shepard, Ingram, maybe Terrell Pryor, Jermaine Kearse if he's back and healthy. Like, okay, I got it. You get that. That guy scores. Guess how much money you win? A lot of money. $500. We call it the pigskin payoff. It starts next Thursday, so you absolutely have to be listening, and I know you are already. But you have to be listening for a chance to win the Pigskin Payoff. It's brought to you by PC Richard and Son and 98.7 ESPN. So it'll start on Thursday, noon hour, 5 p.m. hour. So you know what it is? It's like a bigger version of the Bash for Cash, where you pick the Yankee and the inning and you can win $100. Now, $500 first guy to score. So that's awesome. 800-919-3776. And again, today's schedule on ESPN television, noon, Mississippi State, Kansas State. 4, U.S. Open Women's Tennis Final. I've watched so much of the Open this year. Serena and Osaka in the finals. Now you say, who's Osaka? And I don't know a ton about her, but she's been terrific this tourney. 7 o'clock, Clemson, Texas A&M from down in Texas, 10:45, Michigan State at Arizona State, a little late night football on ESPN. All right, let's get into the Giants, 800-919-3776. I've said this, we've been through this for months, and now we are approaching game day and a little more than 24 hours away. And I don't know if you feel like this or not. I very rarely feel like this when it comes to one of my teams. Like, I feel very locked in, and, you know, like, you get your teams, and you watch them so much, and you have a feeling of what they are, and when they'll be good, and when they won't. I really don't know. And I'm not saying that to hedge or anything. I mean, you know that that's not my way. I really don't know. I think there's a chance the Giants come out there tomorrow and the offensive line is decent enough that they can move the football and they can win this game. I really do. And in fact, I picked them to win this game. But I think there's a chance that all we think is fixed is not fixed. See, all the people that are on this bandwagon of this is fixed, 9 or 10 wins, compete for a division, get in wild card, this team's going to make noise. I have a real hard time seeing that. Now, I'm not saying it's an impossibility. Like, the Jets to win 10 games to me, and this is not to knock the Jets because I love the direction they're going in. The Jets to win 10 games to me, I can't see a way that that happens. The Giants to win 10 games, I think could happen, but I don't expect it. And I think overall, looking at this Giants team, I still think there are a lot of holes. I mean, when you look at this defense, how are they going to get a pass rush? And I really like James Betcher. And I know that he's aggressive. And I know he's going to blitz. And I know he's going to put offenses in uncomfortable situations. And I actually believe that this front three is going to slow down running games all over the league. Like, I love this front three. They think B.J. Hill's going to be a big-time player. We know what Snacks Harrison is. And Tomlinson is a good run stopper. So you've got the front three. But now when I start to cover, I mean, we're banking on people, Giants fans and around the NFL, we're banking on Eli Apple being the second best cornerback on this team. Well, let me ask you, what leads you to believe, having watched Eli Apple for 2+ years now, that he's capable, and again, tomorrow it may not show up, but for this season, for the long term, that he's capable of shutting down number two receivers? I don't know. What leads you to believe that? So, again, I'm not trying to be negative. I'm trying to be realistic. It's what I always try and do. And I think there's a chance the Giants could be a nice football team. I think if this offensive line is much better, you have a real chance at scoring 24, 26, 27 points a game. But if Flowers is still Flowers, you've just moved him from left to right. And Omame is not good at right guard. The right side of your offensive line stinks. Stinks. And the secondary has two guys that I love. And two guys that I don't know about. And the linebackers in coverage, when the Giants are good, they can't cover. They don't look so great now. Pass rush, I mean, you could argue you traded your best pass rusher in the offseason. At worst case, second best. I think you're going to have a professional coach. I think he's going to game plan for the strengths and weaknesses of this team. But am I confident that the Giants are going to have a big season like a lot of people seem to be? No. 800-919-3776. But I'll tell you what, the fact that it's here and we can discuss it, sensational. Billy and Elizabeth. Billy, you're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, Dave, good morning.
How you doing, Bill?
Good to hear you talk Giants. I love it. You're a true fan, as I am. But this is Tom Coughlin coming back home, and we know we've been there. Teams play hard for him. And that team, that Jacksonville team, is obviously the number one fantasy D for a reason. And our defense concerns the heck out of me. And what I think is going to happen a lot this year, Giants, I'm talking fantasy now for some reason. I don't know why I went there. But Giants offense, fantasy-wise, Giants offense fantasy-wise is probably going to be the best it's been in a long time, because these games are going to be shootouts. We're not stopping anybody, and the team that has the ball last is probably going to win.
If Billy, I mean, and this is a big question, if the offensive line is good enough to give Eli Manning time, If I ranked the 32 most mobile quarterbacks in the NFL, from one being the best to 32 being the worst, and it was only the starters, where do you think the Giants quarterback falls in there?
No, you know what they were saying about Schumer, though? He moves him. Like, last year he was on his spot all the time under McAdoo. He doesn't have a spot, quote-unquote. They moved the quarterback to different spots in his drop.
Billy, I get it, but come on. You've watched Eli Manning for a long time. Eli Manning is as standstill as a quarterback as you've ever seen. I mean, he has the mobility of a turtle, Billy. He doesn't move.
And you can at least see it coming when Flowers screws up, but... As far as tomorrow is concerned, the thing that I like from a betting standpoint, being it's the first week of legalized gambling, they're home underdogs, and that means something. They're gonna take that to heart. So,
I don't think the guys are in the locker room. And thanks to the call, Bill. I don't think the Giants are in the locker room tomorrow before the game, and they're breaking down. Guys, all right, we are home. We're getting three. So if we can go out there and keep this game close and lose 17-16. That's a win for everyone. No, they don't care. But do they know that they're not the favorite to win? Yeah. I think the locker room is going to be different. I think, again, any concerns of Beckham and production, Beckham is great, guys. He's always been great. He's an unbelievable talent on the football field. The question for me, always surrounding Odell Beckham from early on to this day, is can he keep his composure? To tell me on Wednesday, and for the reporters around this team that cover the beat, to say that, boy, oh boy, they completely believe that Odell Beckham has matured, and he sounds so much better, and he believes in the system, and he's not going to, that's great. And I believe that on Wednesday, and in his mind, that's the goal, and that's what he'll do. But when you go out there Sunday at 1:13 on Sunday afternoon, and you catch a football, and Jalen Ramsey drills you, and it comes popping free, and it's incomplete, and then he stands over you, mocking you and taunting you, are you going to be composed? These are the questions that surround the Giants. Anthony Brooklyn, you're on 98.7.
Dave.
What's up, Anthony?
Big Patriots fan. How you doing?
Good, man. What's going on?
Listen, man, I think you're going to be fine tomorrow. I actually picked the Giants to win the game as well. And I think you're going to have, first, you're going to play aggressively on defense. That's just a fact. They're going to switch it up. You guys have the same pieces from a couple of years ago. I think you're just going to get more aggressive. I think you're going to do really well, and you're going to stop that pedestrian offense of the Jacksonville Jaguars. I mean, they're not very good offensively.
They're not. So I think, but that being said, Anthony, there's been times where you watch the Jaguars offensively, like, this is not a bad offense. Like, I've seen them play the Steelers where they move the football up and down the field. Now, the Patriots were bad offensively, but they moved the ball in that AFC Championship game in the first half.
Exactly. No, I mean, they did, but it's not consistent. So, I think you're going to have good defensive production tomorrow, but also I think you're underestimating Nate Solder on the offensive line. He is going to give Eli 2-3 more seconds each down.
No, he's not. Three more seconds? No, come on.
All right, listen, on an average, he'll give you 1 to 2 more seconds. He's just a great blocker.
Anthony, you're wrong about him. He's a huge upgrade, and thanks to the call, a huge upgrade. Like, I mean, Eric Flowers was one of the worst left tackles you've ever seen. So a huge upgrade there. But to tell me that Nate Solder is great? No. Nate Solder's not great. Nate Solder is much, much better, and he has to be. All right, 800-919-3776. We continue with their Giants calls. Frenzy at 10 o'clock. Stump Rothenberg, 10:30. RJ Bell, 11. Great sports weekend. This is the place you have to be. We go around the league, 800-919-3776. Rothenberg with you Saturday morning, 98.7 ESPN.
You're listening to the Dave Rothenberg Show podcast on ESPNNewYork.com. It's time for a frenzy.
A football frenzy. Any team, any player, any question. Call now at 800-919-3776 or tweet at Rothenberg ESPN, hashtag football frenzy, and ask us your NFL questions.
And away we go. We call it the football frenzy. You love it. You adore it. And now it's with you. 10 o'clock Saturday morning. 800-919-3776. Rapid fire. So once I call on you, no, Dave, is your little league team playing today? You know what? I'm going to let you in on that. But I'm going to let you in on that, Michelle. We are. We have a doubleheader at 1 o'clock today. And in fact, I do a three-hour show. I rush to Northern Westchester for a doubleheader in baseball, rush home, black tie, in the city, bar mitzvah. So I have a very busy day. Now you know about my day. You know I'm excited for the Giants tomorrow. We have another baseball game at 10 o'clock in the morning tomorrow, which should be over by about 11:30 or noon. You know everything about me. You don't need to ask and say, hey, Dave, how's it going? Get right to your question. 800-919-3776. On Twitter, at Rothenberg ESPN. Michelle, are you ready?
I am.
Brian, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Brian, because I think you've underwhelmed me today.
Oh, boy.
Why don't you start us on a Saturday morning football frenzy?
This is a lot of pressure. All right, here we go. Will the Browns win more than three games this season?
I think so. I think the Browns are going to be a six-ish win team. I'm going to say the Browns win five, go 5-11. But how good does 5-11 look when you're 1-31 in your last 32? Let's go. John, Long Island, frenzy, go.
Dave, do the Ravens make the playoffs and win the division?
I don't think they win the division. I do think they make the postseason. I think people are sleeping on that team. I don't think it's a terrible team by any stretch. I think Flacco, he's got to be better. They actually gave him some weapons now. When the rookie tight end gets back and healthy, they like him a lot. Hayden Hurst, right? John Brown, Michael Crabtree, Alex Collins seems to be a legitimate running back. I think that's a team. The defense is good. I think that's a team that has a chance to certainly compete for the division and certainly make the postseason. 800-919-3776. Eddie, Long Island, you're on the frenzy. Go.
With Aaron Rodgers healthy, can they beat Minnesota in the division?
Absolutely. I picked it. I think they win that division. He's the best player in football. To me, it's not even all that close, but Tom Brady is probably number two. And with him healthy, it changes everything. Not only is he healthy, but their defense is better than it's been in a long time. James, Spring Valley, you're on the frenzy.
When the Patriots, when the Patriots dynasty is done, who will win the AFC East?
I can't answer that question because I don't know who's gonna be the team that's gonna be there. I think Pittsburgh is nearing the end. I can't even say the Patriots are nearing the end because they could be good for another 3 to 5 years. I have no idea. So I don't know who's gonna be good in 3 years. I don't. I can't answer that question. Vic and Wayne, you're on the frenzy.
After week 5, what is the Jets' record?
Do you have the so what their do you know their schedule? Let me here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to pull up their schedule. I'm going to take another call and then we're going to go through the Jets' record after week 5. Although I found it right now. This is really slowing down the frenzy. All right. At the Lions, I think it's a loss. Home to the Dolphins, I think they win. I think they win 2-2. I'll say they're 2-3 after 5. Joel, Washington Heights, you're on the frenzy.
4 teams that should be able to win tomorrow.
You're asking me 4 teams that should be able to win tomorrow? Yes, that's the question. All right, I will tell you that New Orleans will win, Baltimore will win. Those are my 2 most confident. I'll say Minnesota and I think Detroit. I don't know if it has to be tomorrow this weekend. I think Detroit beats the Jets on Monday night. 800-919-3776. Joey Sullivan tweets in, does Gruden crash and burn this season with the Raiders? I don't think we have to wait for the season. I don't ever remember a coach that has come in and done a worse job before his first game with a team than John Gruden. John Gruden hasn't coached in a decade. That's a long time in this league. It's a very different league than he remembers. I'm sure he'll be okay at some point, but none feel like that's happening right now. Michelle, are you participating in the frenzy?
Yes, I am.
Then have at it.
So, Dave, is this the season that Zach Ertz surpasses Gronk as the most productive tight end?
You and your Eagles. I mean, yeah, I see you retweeting Eagles crap the other day. You and the Eagles. I mean,
did you notice my fantasy name?
I don't care. It's not enough you win the Super Bowl. No. Did you see how upset God was the other night, by the way? God was crying at that stadium. It poured harder than you've ever seen at a stadium. He was like, I didn't realize I had to win the whole thing. That was a big mistake. No, Ertz is not better than Gronk. CJ in the car. You're on the frenzy, CJ.
Will the Giants be able to compete with the Eagles in the NFC East?
No, I think the Eagles are the better team. All right, Michelle, you happy now?
Emmanuel
in Flushing, bad person. Emmanuel, you're on the frenzy.
Which team in the NFC will surprise Dave Rothenberg?
I mean, I think the Saints are going to be excellent, but I think that's kind of expected. What team is going to surprise me? I think the Cowboys are going to be good. I think they're going to be a 9 or a 10 win team. I mean, I don't know that anyone's going to surprise me. I think Washington is going to be about 500. Is that a surprise? I don't know. I think the Giants will win 8 games. Surprise? I don't think anybody's a huge surprise right now. I'll let you know after the season who surprises me. John in Jersey, you're on the frenzy.
How's it going? I just want to know what you think of OBJ's new trendy haircut. You know,
I don't care. I don't care. Anthony in the car, you're on the frenzy.
Hey, Dave, can you rank these three wide receivers for me for the season? Who's going to be one?
Is this fantasy or this is just purely the best receiver?
Best receiver.
Okay.
Josh Gordon, Kelvin Benjamin, or Jordy Nelson?
Oh, boy. I mean, Gordon's the most talented, but he has a huge question mark around him. I'm going to say, and I don't like the Bills at all. I don't love any of those guys. I'll say Nelson 1, Gordon 2, Benjamin 3. And not that I don't like Benjamin. I just think that quarterback and offensive line situation is a disaster in Buffalo. Let's go to Tim in Manalapan. Tim, you're on the frenzy.
Hey, how you doing, Dave? I was just wondering, how successful you think Darnold has to be before the Giants made a mistake?
I think they made a mistake. I think when he shows you that he's going to be a guy that's going to be one of the better quarterbacks every single year, then the Giants will have made a mistake. I think they made a mistake now, and I think that, I mean, it'll be factual, I don't know, midway through year two. I have no doubt the Giants made a mistake. I'd be stunned if this kid wasn't really good. Pat in Jersey, you're on the frenzy, Pat.
Strictly fantasy. Week one, Russell Wilson or Jared Goff?
Goff. Because the Broncos defense is good. They have elite edge rushers and they're home. And I think the Raiders are going to be brutal. So I would go with Goff. 800-919-3776. Let's go back to Twitter at Rothenberg ESPN. That's a mean one. I don't like mean. More TD passes in 2018. Case Keenum or anyone from this year's rookie class? I'll take the class, and I'll take a specific one from the class. I'll take Sam Darnold. Darnold's starting every game as long as he's healthy. He's going to throw 23 touchdowns. Lee in Brooklyn. Lee, you're on the frenzy.
Who's going to have a better season, Pat Mahomes or Jimmy Garoppolo?
It's a great question. I'll say I like both of them a lot. I will say Garoppolo, but I really like both guys. 800-919-3776. Mitch East Windsor, you're on the frenzy. Go.
Dave, I think Sam Darnold is going to set a trend. I think all these quarterbacks that were picked.
Mitch, what's the question? Mitch, what's the question?
Do you think all these rookie quarterbacks will be starting by the middle of October?
Yeah. I think all four will be. Absolutely. 800-919-3776. If you include Lamar Jackson in that mix, I'm not sure about that one. Kyle Redbank, you're up, Kyle.
Talking strictly fantasy, who would you lean on between Jared Goff, Jimmy G, or Alex Smith?
For a week or for the season?
For the season.
Jimmy G, Alex Smith, Jared Goff. It would not be Smith. It would be Garoppolo. Miguel, Virginia, you're up.
Bigger X factor, Evan Ingram or Saquon Barkley?
Barkley. Barkley is huge. I mean, you don't realize, if Barkley is good and can run the football, the entire dynamic of the Giants offense is changed. the entire thing. Brian, you gave a good one earlier. Are you capable of two questions in a frenzy, or is that too much for you?
Oh, my goodness. You touched a point that I was going to ask a question on. Should I still ask it?
So now, so the answer
I could still go. I could still redeem myself. Oh my god!
It's a tremendous job, Ron. You really are knocking it out of the park. You're Dan in Westchester. Dan, you're on the frenzy.
Hi, Kenyon Drake or James Conner for Fantasy Week One?
If Bell's not playing, I would go with James Conner. I mean, he's going to be a monster. Brian, you think you can handle it now? Or
yes.
Are you still ill prepared?
Yes. Hopefully, Mish doesn't buzz me.
Go ahead.
Will Le'Veon Bell start in Week Two?
Well, Le'Veon Bell started in Week Two
for the Steelers.
Yeah, I understand. Yes, I think that he will. 800-919-3776. If you can name the team that's going to surprise you in the NFL, really surprise you, who would it be? I think we had that question before. I think the Chargers are going to be really good. I think the Texans are going to be really good. Those are the two that I would come up with. All right, and there you have it. That's the end of the frenzy.
You're listening to the Dave Rothenberg Show podcast on ESPNNewYork.com. He's pompous.
Listen, shut up and I'll tell you the story.
He's arrogant.
Do you think there's a lot of things out there that I wouldn't be good at?
And sometimes he's downright mean.
I know you know what that's like, to be that uncomfortable, pimply-faced, not very popular kid.
But now it's your chance to prove him wrong.
It's dumb.
Call 800-919-3776 with your question and let's stump Dave Rothenberg.
Well, you can try. We'll see how successful or unsuccessful you can be. 800-919-3776. Brian, would you care to start the Saturday edition of Stump Rothenberg?
Should I give you an easy one?
That's up to you. I'm fine with that. If you go harder, that's fine as well. It's up to you.
All right. Let's
give
go with
the topic. I like to know the topic that I'm getting myself involved with.
Let's see. Greek mythology.
Oh, this is not my specialty. Go ahead.
But this one should be easy.
Medusa.
No, I'm not going there yet.
Okay.
Who is the Greek god of war?
God of war. Oh, God. Zeus. The only one I could... It's not Zeus.
It is not Zeus.
It's the son of Zeus, isn't it?
I don't want to give you hints.
I think it is. Oh, God, I can't... Ares.
You are correct.
And that's not easy, by the way. I don't know a lot about Greek mythology. That's outside of Medusa. I'm not all that... Achilles.
You watch a lot of movies, so that's why I'm like...
I do watch a lot of movies. All right, 1-0. Let's go to... he called... hours ago to get involved in Stump Rothenberg. And he's been on hold. Let's go to Spike in Jersey. Spike, you ready to play a little Stump Rothenberg today?
I'm always ready for the greatest game in the history of radio. In honor of the most revered franchise, the New York Football Giants, there have been 16 kickers who have attempted 50 extra points or more. Some have missed one, some have missed two. Only one is perfect. Who is it?
To have never missed a field goal?
No, extra point.
Oh, God.
Only 16, 50 attempts or more.
So he has to have had 50 extra point attempts or more?
Yeah, the 16 of them. Some have missed one.
All right, I'm going to, so 50 extra points. So that's got to be at least two seasons probably, right, of being a kicker for the Giants. I mean, this is such a difficult question. I'm going to guess, and this is purely a guess, Joe DiNello.
That is incorrect.
Let me guess again. It's going to be
DiNello
purely a guess.
Six, but go ahead. One more guess.
I'm going to guess. Can you tell me if it's pre-1970
or not? I'm going to tell you, you may not associate this kicker with the Giants. And he also kicked
Morton Anderson.
No. I'm going to tell you. 81 out of 81, Jay Feely.
All right. There you go.
But Lawrence Tynes missed 2 out of 222. It's all relative. And Josh Brown, the infamous.
No, we don't want to talk about Josh Brown. All right, Spike. Good job. You got me.
Enjoy the game.
Thanks. 800-919-3776. Good question. I mean, that's a brutally hard question, but good question. Jay in Massapequa. Jay, you're up.
Hello. We got an NBA question from the 1992 Dream Team.
Who is we? Do you have like a crack staff of people doing research?
No, just you and me.
Oh, okay.
Just you and me.
Okay.
Okay. There was 12 players on the NBA roster of the 1992 Dream Team.
Yeah.
I want you to give me, out of all 12 players, I want you to give me four numbers on the jerseys that they wore. Out of all four, out of all
Leitner
four
was
players,
four, Robinson was five, Ewing was six, Bird was seven, Pippen was eight.
No, wait, no, no.
Yeah.
No.
I thought they were.
No. Yes. Well, nice.
Well, am I right or am I wrong?
You're right. You got
it. Jordan was 9. Magic was 15. Yeah. Carmelo was 11. I remember the team well. I could tell you where everyone went to college. I could tell you Leitner was the only guy that was the college player. I know all about that team. All right. 800-919-3776. He's in there. No, no, no. He's like, oh, my God, you're actually right. Jim in Ringwood. Jim, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
Yes. Who was the first player to lead both leagues with home runs? Who was? I'm going to home run crown in both leagues. Who was the first guy to do it? You there?
I'd say Frank Robinson.
No, and I'm Frank won the MVP in both leagues, but not the home run title.
Home run that. Both leagues. I'm playing in both leagues. So it's not Frank Robinson. I don't know.
Fred McGriff.
Okay, the crime dog. There you go. All right, you know, you play that buzzer with such veracity. It's a bit much, Michelle.
Sorry.
you like press it extra hard. These are not easy questions. You have one?
Of course.
All right.
Dave, name me the album that Michael Jackson
had. Why do you
always
do this? Why do you always do album?
I don't know.
Because you know I know nothing about music.
Well, you should know this one.
All right.
So tell me, what Michael Jackson album spawned 5 chart-topping singles?
Oh, God. I don't know. Is it Thriller? Is that even an album? All right, don't. Is Thriller even an album? An album
yeah,
right?
But it's not that one.
I think it might be.
It's not.
Is it after Thriller?
No. Yes, it is after Thriller. I'm not trying to give you hints, so I want you to get the answer right.
I don't know. I don't know any of Michael Jackson's albums.
You don't own any Michael Jackson albums?
I don't own an album. I mean, I own some CDs, but I don't think. Bad. Hey, what a guess.
See, I helped you out a little
bit.
Didn't
really
help I wasn't
me.
Trying to help
no,
you out.
Listen,
but
I have knowledge that is unsurpassed. All right, 800-919-3776. Let's go to Mark in Jersey. Mark, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
Hi, Dan. The proverbial Lee has a question on the topic of all-time great cartoon.
All right. I can barely hear you, so try to speak up and clearly. Go ahead.
Sorry. All-time great cartoon.
Gotcha.
Their dog Astro, right?
Yeah. Yep.
That was the original owner. What was his original name?
So, what are you looking for? You're looking for Astro's original name?
That's right. The original owners came to get him, and he had a different name.
And I'm sure they wouldn't let him go.
Oh, no, they let him go. Think about it.
And you know what? I don't know it, but I know it was some weird name. It wasn't like a normal name.
Yes, it was a weird name.
It was like Trafalgar or something.
Oh.
Right? I remember because Elroy went crazy. What was his name?
Yes, Trowfaz.
Trowfaz. All right. Well, I guess you can softly play the buzzer, but I was close on that one. Kenny in Jersey. Kenny, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
Hey, Dave. I got an easy one for you, Dave.
Yeah.
In Wilt's 100-point game, what was the final score from both teams?
That was against the Knicks, Hershey, Pennsylvania, and I think it was actually on my birthday. March 12th. Was it on March 12th?
March the 2nd.
Oh. All right, that wasn't the question. They killed the Knicks.
Come on, Dave, you got this one, man.
It was like 175 to 150. It was crazy high scoring.
No, 169, 147.
See, I don't find these questions are really fair because, I mean, you're not giving me a range. I'm giving you the final score of Wilt's game. All right, I guess. You get it, Kenny, but these are hard questions. 800-919. Stop buzzing me, Michelle. 800-919-3776. How much joy is it giving you right now that I've gotten some of these wrong?
It's not giving me any joy.
You look, the smile on your face, like, I mean, it's ear to ear.
It's just funny that you're getting upset about the buzzer.
Because you're buzzing and you're holding it down extra time. It's not nice. You're not being nice. Leon in Boston. Leon, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
Hey, Dave. What's going on? I got a baseball one for you, Dave.
All right.
In 2002, each league had a 30 for 30 player. So American League had one, National League had another. Who was it?
30 home runs, 30 steals.
Correct.
2002.
Correct.
Yes?
Yep.
Oh, my God. Craig, I'm going to say Craig Biggio, but that's not going to be right. A-Rod.
Nah.
Lance Berkman.
Oh, nah.
I'm terrible.
Did I tell you now? This is an easy one for you.
You thought this was a layup, the 2002 season?
Yeah, I mean, it was baseball. It hasn't been that many 30 for 30 guys, really. Look at it. And these guys were kind of consistent on the list.
Bonds.
Nah.
All right, Michelle. All right, what's the answer?
it was for the National League, it was Vladimir Guerrero. And for the American League, it was Alfonso Soriano.
All right. There you go. 800-919-3776. Brian, this is all your fault. You're not usually running point for the friends for Stump Rothenberg, and I feel like things have spiraled out of control.
Oh my gosh. Dan and Hillside.
Dan and Hillside, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
How you doing?
Not well.
I can tell. You might even lose this one too.
Oh great. Can you give me the top? What's the topic of this question?
Well, I'll give you the question, then you can make it the topic. I don't care. The only person that ever fought for a heavyweight championship and was also nominated for an Academy Award.
And it's not Chuck Wepner, right?
No. You got no shot. I'm just telling you.
So you know I have no shot.
Probably.
Is it forever ago?
Not forever ago, but within my lifetime, and I'm 65, so.
So within your lifetime, and you're 65.
Right.
Oh, my God. I don't know.
Go ahead.
I don't know. So was it a boxing movie he was in, at least?
No.
He wasn't even in a boxing movie, and he fought for...
He was a boxer, and then turned actor, and eventually was nominated for an Academy Award.
I don't know.
You ever see the movie The Quiet Man with John Wayne?
No.
Okay, do you know that big Irish guy that would be in all the big John Wayne movies? Anyways, his name was Victor McLaughlin.
Oh, I mean, for God's sake.
I know.
Brian, can you admit that a couple of these questions have been insanely ridiculous today?
Very difficult.
Dan McLaughlin?
I was going to say Mickey Rourke for some reason, but... That was tough.
Have you seen Mickey Rourke any time recently, by the way?
No, but wasn't he nominated for an Oscar?
Yeah, but he didn't fight for a world championship.
No, he didn't.
He was in The Wrestler. He was in Diner, which was also a great movie. All right, I got to end on a high note, and I don't know if that's even possible. Kevin in Jersey. Kevin, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
All right, I know you're not doing too well, so
is this question going to be impossible also? Like one ant has performed the most oral surgeries or something?
At work, I asked this question to 10 people, and one person got it right. But I don't think it's that impossible, and it might end you on a high note. Ready? It's in history. Who is the only U.S. president never elected to office?
All right. So not elected. Well, Gerald Ford. Wait. Is Ford elected? I think Ford.
It's Gerald Ford.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. All right. I thought it was Ford. See, because I've been so bad today. All right. There you go. I got one right. Brian, are we done or are we going to?
Yeah, we're done. And then a high note.
That was so bad.
I think Misha had a lot of fun today.
Of course he did, because I was terrible. I feel like we should take one more, but I don't know if we should risk it.
Want to risk it?
I don't know.
You're a gambler.
All right, let's go to... I feel so awful about the way this has turned out today. Let's go to Fran in Massapequa. Fran, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
My man, Dave, what's up? You're the best. All right, my question for you is a
giant...
Is
this going to be terrible? Is this a terrible question?
Absolutely not, sir. Right. I'm on your side. But I'm not going to give you, a layup. But...
All right, go ahead.
All right. What quarterback in the NFL draft did the New York Giants pass up to take Phil Sims?
So that's a 79 draft.
Correct.
And this guy obviously went after Phil Sims, who I think...
Would you like me to repeat the question?
No, I know the question. What quarterback went after... Now, this was a big-time quarterback. So Sims went 7. And actually, Otis Anderson went 8 in that draft, and he wound up being the Super Bowl MVP, obviously. So now this is just a quarterback, or this was turned out to be a big-time quarterback?
I'll repeat the question. The New York Giants in the 1979 draft passed up which quarterback to take Phil Sims. So, in other words, they didn't take that guy. They took Sims. I mean, I'm not trying to be a wise guy.
No. So they didn't take this guy, and was he a first-round pick?
I'm going to say, all I can tell you is that, listen, you know the guy. You know what I mean? Everybody knows him. Monster. You know, but listen, the bottom line is this. Giants.
Well, it's not Montana. Was it Montana?
What, you got to give me an answer. You can't, you know what I mean?
Oh, I like the way you're pressuring me.
I love you to death, but you can't say it was, you know, when you say was it, you give up the question, right?
I guess.
Yeah,
I think that was Montana's year.
Man, you're good. Joe Montana, 1979, in New York Giants, took Phil Sims, and hold on.
And he was a third-round pick, right, in Montana?
I'm not exactly sure, but this is the bottom line. The San Francisco Giants, 49ers, Montana was their second choice. Isn't that something?
They wanted Sims?
Yep. During the 1979 draft, the Giants picked Sims, forcing the San Francisco 49ers to go with their second choice.
What are you reading
choice?
From the manual? Now, do you remember what kicker, just to show you, hang on a second, friend.
Yes,
what
sir.
Kicker was taken in the first round of that draft, which is, looking back, is preposterous by a team that was a joke, and he was the 11th pick in the draft?
Oh, my God.
Russell Erksleben. Russell Erksleben from the New Orleans Saints took him.
But I looked that up because 11. I wanted to get you a Giants trivia.
All right. Well, I got that. So I finished 2 in a row. Fran, I got to go. Thanks for the call. I finished 2 in a row. I'm sorry that it didn't go the way we had hoped.
You're listening to the Dave Rothenberg Show podcast on ESPNNewYork.com.